Well, Hazy, a massive weekend for Port Adelaide as they did announce a new five-year partnership with GFG Group as the club's new joint major sponsor. To tell us all about it is their CEO, Keith Thomas. KT, congratulations.
Thank you, Kane and Hazy. Yes, it was a very big day for us. We're very proud of it. It's a great opportunity for us.
How does it come about that you partner with someone like Sanjeev Gupta? How does the first seed get sown in a partnership like this?
Yeah, it's a good question, and it's a pretty laborious process, to be honest. We've been talking to Sanjeev and his group for about 10 months, and the early days were all about just trying to help them understand who Port Adelaide was, to be honest. Sanjeev has never been involved in a sporting sponsorship anywhere in the world, so this is his first opportunity. But there was a great synergy in regards to our commitment to family and community that he was interested in. And as soon as we were able to get past those the initial conversations around Port Adelaide football, AFL, and into what do we stand for? The conversation's really accelerated from there, but it takes a long time. You've got to establish trust and a relationship with each other, and thankfully we got it there in the end.
It's been another series of announcements for the football club. It's been in the news, which is great. Gavin Wanganeen, former legend, also onto the board to partner up with Darren Cahill. So a new look board as well heading into 2019. You'd be excited about that.
Yeah, it was a big day actually, because it was a on Friday, we had our AGM, and Gavin, who went to the member to a member election actually, and against the sitting director, who was George Fiacci, who was another legend of the club. So it was a bit sad in one way, but we're very pleased to be able to bring Gavin onto the board, and clearly it was a historical moment. He's we believe certainly the first Indigenous player to represent Port Adelaide board, and I think he's the first from that an AFL perspective as well. So that's a very big moment for us, and clearly Darren, his credentials are really well known, and he's going to bring a lot to the board as well. So it's a big moment of change for Port Adelaide. I think that it's the frame of mind that we're in. We're really up and about at the moment, and looking forward to a new season.
Keith, he's such a iconic figure, Gavin, around the club. What's his plans, and what does, I suppose, he want to bring to the board? What are his goals for 2019?
Yeah, Gavin's going through a really interesting phase in his life. He's a legend of the game, and he's defined by his playing abilities. But he's also he's an interesting guy. He's an artist. He's trying to expand his interests beyond the normal aspects of his life, and so I think that he will come in. He's got a really strong passion for footy and performance, but he's also got a very important role to play in the community, I imagine that we'll get him onto our community committee, and he'll help us with our Indigenous programs, and I think it'll be a great fit for us.
You mentioned the AGM. Channel 7 reported that there were some frustrated supporters in the audience, and maybe the atmosphere was a little bit hostile. What was your take on how that was received from the supporters, and how they're feeling right now?
It was not something that we haven't seen before, Kane. You know the environment the relationship that we have with our members, and I remember back in 2012 and 13 when I was first starting, I was up there for nearly 2 hours. And what you find, and this is what we embrace it, and is that there are questions that our members want answered, and they want to understand what it is we're doing about those things that are on their mind, and I think that you can organise a meeting and have three questions and then shut it down, but we choose not to do that. We choose just to stand there and answer them, because people want to know, and we think that they've got that ability. And it wasn't anything out of the ordinary. I was asking about our game plan, our financial position, the fact that we weren't able to get a major partner last year, and what impact does that have on the footy club, and all those sorts of things. So all very valid. You know, there was nothing nasty about it. It was just that people are interested, they want to know, and we took the decision to stand there and answer them.
Well, mate, what were the findings in terms of the questions about game plan, poor finish to last season? I mean, they're tough questions. Yeah. What was the answers?
Well, Kenny was really, really open about it. He, you know, and I think that when we analysed the year, you know, I think that we would say that we did a lot right. At 11-4, you know, we weren't playing anywhere near as well as we would like, and I think that there was a feeling that if we could just turn it up a little bit. We'll be okay, and we'll accelerate toward the finals. And actually, the opposite happened, and so that meant that we had to go into a period of really analysing why did that occur. And you know, Ken was really really good about it. He just said, look, you know, in the end, perhaps the style of game that we were playing wasn't enabling us to be dangerous enough from a scoring point of view, and as the pressure came and as opposition sides paid more attention to you and slowed you down further, the whole thing just bogged down. And now we need to find a way to counter that. And that's what this pre-season's been all about. So it was a great conversation.
Port Adelaide CEO Keith Thomas joining us this morning on 1629 SENSA. The captaincy announcement mustn't be too far away. Are you hearing the frustration perhaps that the old-fashioned Port Adelaide people want one captain, KT? Are you hearing that? And will that affect the decision?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, there's been a lot of talk about it. And I guess that's a byproduct of the fact that we've had we've had Travis in place for several years. It's been a while since we've actually had a leadership discussion. We've also taken virtually all of the preseason to work through the different scenarios that we've got, the different options that we've got. And you know, I would imagine that we'll make that decision before JLT1. We're hearing that. The traditional approach from Port Adelaide is a single captain, and we understand that. We're also very aware that this is a different era of football, and that the co-captaincy model has been well and truly sort of rolled out in AFL circles for many years. So we also know that can work. So we're just at the moment just looking at all the options, and I think in the end you just got to make the best call for the club based on the circumstances that we've got right now, and that's the process that the guys are going through.
Keith, we did hear on Channel 7 on the weekend from Tim Ginever, club great, and he was very adamant that it should be one captain because of the tradition and the number one and all those types of things. Do you have an opinion on that? Are you open to co-captains?
Oh, look, I'm open to all options at the moment. I'm open to the best option, the footy guys will go through the process. They live and breathe it every day. They know the people concerned intimately, the options that we have, and I'll be interested to see what they bring forward. But I think it's absolutely valid that Tim and the past legends of the club have an opinion and have a view, and I think that's healthy. We want that. But in the end, I think that the guys best placed to make the call and to really analyse the circumstances that we have before us right now, the guys on the ground in our footy program, they'll bring forward a recommendation, and as I said, they're going through their due diligence right now.
He talked before about attacking style and potentially some potent offence. We've been talking about Charlie Dixon in the last sort of week or so. It looks like he's still sort of a bit lame on the side. What can you give us an update on his progress?
Yeah, well, I think that you've got to be pretty careful. He broke his leg, and he's a big guy. He's carting around a fair bit of weight. So even though he's trimmed down on last year, he's still a big boy. So I think that they take things very carefully, with these sort of injuries, and I think that's wise. You'd like to think that I'm not exactly sure where he's going to land in regards to the season opener, but he's in good hands and, you know, he's in good spirits. That's the main thing. And I'm sure that he'll play a big role for us, but they won't take any risks.
Ollie Wine spoke about maybe the timing of his water skiing incident. Keith, is it a dilemma for the football club now on how to instruct him? He's skied with the club's blessing up until this point, but does there need to be some consultation about timing around his off-field activities now?
I don't think so. I thought he handled it really, really maturely. Mm. And I was really interested in the conversation that was going around all the clubs and between the players and the clubs, and it really did highlight where we are as an industry right now. I think where this whole issue of balance and life, you know, life management, if you like, is very top of mind and connected with the whole consideration of how the player is feeling and you know, readying themselves to play. So I thought it was really a really good conversation. And where we've landed on it is that you want these guys to have a balanced life. You want them to make good decisions. You want them to be in charge of their own destiny as much as you possibly can. You know, and I thought that Ollie said, you know, his assessment in the end was, well, you know what, I love it. I'm good at it. It's part of my life. It makes me feel better. It makes me the person I am. But maybe the timing, you know, is something I'll consider. I think that's a really mature response. And I'm sure he'll make the right decision going forward. I think clubs increasingly have to consider this issue of balance. And you know, I think that maybe there was an example there where, you know, the club may perhaps acted, you know, appropriately by letting, you know, not being too overbearing in our management of those sort of situations. I was very comfortable with where we landed on it.
Jack, what sort of spirits is he in since the video was leaked? And I know the president has been pretty outspoken with his disappointment in it. You probably would have been the same without speaking for you, but how's he returned to training?
Yeah, I think they're really pleased with the way that he has he's approached it. You know, if you listen to Jack, you know, he spoke about a line in the sand moment late last year, and where, you know, I think that he decided to make some real changes and to the way that he was approaching things, whatever that means. And I personally haven't been rolling back over the incident, you know, with Jack. You know, I think that it happened before, he returned from pre-season. It was hurting him. You know, you can see that in the way that he responded on television. And he's dealing with it. So there's nothing really more I can add into that conversation. You know, everyone understands it. And what I mentioned is Jack's response. And right now he's been, you know, he's been exemplary on the track. And so, yeah, but he knows he's got a lot to do to get himself ready for round one, which he's doing, and I'm sure he'll be in good shape.
And before we let you go, the Saturday's fan forum has been moved to the Entertainment Centre, KT. That you've sold out.
You're right. Well, that's good. I'm glad about that. Yeah, like it's a big show. It really is a unique opportunity to get under the bonnet of the footy club, and These things you flip by a bit, but if you're talking to Jason Cripps about the list strategy and why decisions are being made, or Ken Hinckley about the game plan, or Koshy about where the business sits, these are not conversations that you can normally have. And I think that our members, who are really well informed and educated and want to know, they get a great opportunity. So We'll happily roll it out again.
KT, you've got a busy day ahead of you. Really appreciate your time and what has been a significant weekend for the footy club.
Thanks, guys. I love your show, by the way. Keep going.
Thank you. Good stuff. Keith Thomas, the CEO from Port Adelaide, joining us at the airport. You could hear it in the background. He's got another busy day ahead. But you were down there, Hazy, as we already spoken about this morning, and some good news, but doesn't shy away from the fact that the supporter base right now are pretty frustrated and looking for some improvement clearly on field this year.
So they should be. If they're not frustrated, then what are they doing? If the members aren't a little bit annoyed by what happened, especially the late season fade out, you'd ask them if they really are supporters. But Kenny addressed it, and he didn't shy away from it, and the game style needs to change and all those types of things. So all the right words were spoken. Now just need to see what happens.
No doubt. Well said.